Drop Dead Cast, a podcast for the Walking Dead comic.
Thanks for joining me on the first introductory episode of the Drop Dead Cast, a podcast dedicated to the Walking Dead comic, where I will talk about the shows when relevant. This podcast is primarily for the Walking Dead comic fan, a place where once a month I will personally go through the comic that was released for each individual month, and I will kind of go through the comic, break it down, talk about it, give you my opinions. Just so you know a little bit of background on me, I actually am a producer in television. I work in a lot of reality TV. I currently also work with the Beta Boys at betaboysmedia.com. We have two other podcasts. We do the Beta Block, which is a generic kind of nerdist entertainment podcast, which is fairly new. And then our oldest podcast is called A Destiny Podcast, which, if you are a gamer, is a podcast that follows the game Destiny. And we have over 70 episodes of that podcast and little niche market of a podcast. And I personally, if you listen to the Beta Block, you will know that I'm a huge Walking Dead fan. And not only the TV show, but also I like Fear the Walking Dead. I watch that as well. But I am obsessed with the Walking Dead comic, and I've been following the comic forever, and I am all caught up, of course, with the newest issue, which is issue 154, which came out on Wednesday, and basically Wednesday, March 4th, and it's called 154 Led to Slaughter. And I'll get right into it, and just so you guys know, each episode I will literally be looking at the comic, going through it page by page, and just kind of like talking through it and just giving you my thoughts and kind of just talking about the issue itself and how I personally feel about it. And then, of course, I would love to get, you know, anyone that listens to this podcast to get your opinions as well. So as you can see on the cover, it's a nice orange background with Michonne and Aaron, who in the last issue were sent to go find Negan, who recently escaped because of Brandon, of course. Brandon, as you know, in the comic, he's not one of the most likable characters, actually. I think a lot of people are kind of happy that Negan killed Brandon in the last comic. But so Brandon got him out, and where we left off was Negan had killed Brandon and had used Brandon to show him how to find the Whisperers, because Negan has some kind of plan. Obviously, we don't know exactly what's going on with Negan and why he's going to the Whisperers, but just a really cool cover. And of course, two characters that I personally enjoy are Michonne and Aaron, who we haven't seen much Aaron of late, so it's kind of nice to see him in the fold again. So here we go. The top of the comic book opens with one of my favorite characters, without a doubt, in the comic, is Andrea. And she has that kind of iconic hat that she wears, and she's just got this really cool, like, cowboy girl slash I'm cool on a horse kind of look. And Andrea's kind of really evolved in the comic. And we kind of open up where Maggie, another iconic character in both the show and the comic, sees Andrea, and Andrea had gone away on a trip for a long time, and she talks to Maggie about the fact that with things going so awry of late, it might be better to have Carl leave the hilltop and stay closer to his dad, Rick, at Alexandria. And, you know, we all know how stubborn Carl can get, but Maggie seems to think it might be a good idea to get him closer to Rick during these tough times. It's a beautiful opening scene. And then we immediately go right to Michonne and Aaron, who actually come across Brandon's body. And, of course, Negan had killed Brandon. But here's an interesting factoid about this scene is that instead, you know, how Negan had stabbed him in the stomach, and when they find Brandon, he has not turned yet. And instead of stabbing, you know, Brandon's head and getting, you know, making sure he doesn't turn, Sean says we'll get him back on the way back. But is that kind of like a foreshadowing to Brandon as a zombie doing something in the future? Because you know how that always kind of... This is the perfect example of like, oh, let's bury him later or take care of him later. And then, you know, who knows? Brandon might come back and kill somebody as a zombie. Wouldn't be surprised. Now we catch up with Negan, who looks like he's in the center of the Whispers area. And man, if there's something about Negan that you just love, is his language, his quotes. I mean, this issue brings out some of the most beloved quotes I've seen from Negan. And immediately he's in a town, and then he starts to see the Whisperers. And of course, he knows they're Whisperers because they're zombies with knives. And of course, the Whisperers cover themselves with zombie skin. So I'll just read you this quick frame from Negan here, and he says, "Wow, you guys are scary as fuck. If you were a little darker, I couldn't see your fucking people's mouths through the skin mask. I'd never be able to tell you apart from the dead ones." Crazy. So he's just like, in a funny Negan way, you know, saying, you know, what the hell. Anyway, he continues to talk to some of these Whisperers and says, "I have eyes, so fuck yes, I know what you people are wearing skin suits to mask themselves from the dead. I get it. Or is this like a fucking Looney Tunes thing and there's another zipper under the human skin and your dog's inside? Are you guys living Russian nested dolls?" Like, I don't know, it's just typical Negan stories. But he's like pretty much out in the open, say, "Hey, take me to your leader." And this is where we meet this tall, really huge character, and his name is Beta. And we don't know for sure who Beta is, but it seems to me that he might be Alpha's kind of right-hand man. And Negan kind of has fun with Beta, and Beta, I mean, this guy just looks like a scary motherfucker. I would not want to fuck with Beta. And Negan asks his name, and he says, "We don't have names. I am called Beta." "That's a fucking name, a stupid one, but it still counts, I guess." And he goes, "Are you not amusing? Are you too loud? This is not a world for the loud anymore. You need to be silenced." And then Negan says, "Is that a fucking threat?" So pretty much the Whisperers straight out say that Negan is a loud motherfucker. So Negan continues to talk back. And I don't know, I think that the Beta kind of likes Negan for that short period of time he meets him, because he has a little smile across his head, and instead of killing Negan, they pat him down and decide, "Hey, let's take him to Beta." And I mean, I'm kind of confused here why Beta would be okay with taking him to Alpha, but I guess he, you know, Negan being Negan, he definitely rubbed the shoulder the right way here in this particular case. Then we come back to Eugene, and of course Eugene has made contact on his radio. And he's been talking to this person for quite some time. Now, there's some interesting tidbits here where Eugene actually says, "I don't even know your name. Why can't you even tell me your name?" And they say, "Oh, we don't want to tell you your name because we don't want to, like, get caught. We don't want to be too obvious." And Eugene didn't think that was fair. But then as the conversation ensues, the end of this conversation with him and the radio personality, the radio person says, "My name is Stephanie." So now we know that the radio personality not only is an actual person, it's a woman. And I have a few theories on this, and I think that, I mean, I think one of the most common theories is that he's talking to a Whisperer. And this Whisperer's job is to kind of maintain radio and see who's out there. But then again, why would they be talking so long? And I just don't know where this storyline is going to go. And I know it's not like the Rick Phone storyline, because in this case, I think that he really is talking to someone on the radio. As we go down, you see good old Carl is working hard in the blacksmith office with doing his blacksmithy stuff that he likes to do up in the hilltop. But immediately, Maggie wants to talk to Carl, and this is where Maggie suggests that Carl go back and maybe stay close to his dad for a little bit. And this is, of course, Carl being Carl in Carl fashion, kind of walks off in his own Carl way and says, you know, it's been a long time for him to go back there. And then Andrea, we get back to her, and she runs into Jesus. They catch a hug, and interesting enough, they show the kind of where it said "Silence the Whisperers," which was graffiti art that was on a cover of, I forgot what issue. It might have been 152, which was a kind of cool cover. And she asks where it came from. Jesus explains, and then of course she finally gets to see her good man, Rick, who, guys, let's be honest, Rick, I mean, at this point in the comic series, he has taken a beating. The guy has a bum leg, he has no right hand, and hasn't for a while, because we could go back to his hand getting cut off a long time ago. He's losing teeth. Rick just isn't the badass Rick he was, and I mean, that is not his fault. The guy has done so much, but what I love, and the line that he says here, is like, what's going on? What happened to you, Rick? And he goes, I became a better leader. And Rick's confidence is outstanding in this part of the comic, and you know, we could actually thank Negan for helping Rick kind of pull out the leader and know how to lead men in a group and learn how to really take over. And I think that's one thing he learned from Negan and could use Negan for, and obviously Negan has escaped now. So now we're back to Michonne and Aaron, and it looks like they're entering right behind where Negan was. So they've actually tracked Negan pretty good, and here they come, the same group of Whisperers, including Beta with his huge knife. And Michonne immediately tells them that she is sorry that we've trespassed on your territory, that the only reason they're there is because they have a convicted felon or a fugitive, as in Negan, that escaped. And Beta really doesn't pay attention to what she says and immediately goes up against Aaron, and Aaron's fighting back, and boom, right in the gut, a huge knife right into the gut of Aaron. And guys, we're talking about Aaron, who is a very beloved character in the show, and obviously in the comic, he was such an important character to meeting Rick and the group originally in the comic for the first time, and bringing them to Alexandria, where obviously it all began for Rick's group, and it all began for Rick to become the leader of a big town. This sucks, but here's the thing, is that we don't know if Aaron is dead. So he got stabbed pretty deep by a huge knife, and Beta pretty much says, you should not have come, and you see Michonne screaming, Aaron. Immediately we cut back to Negan, who has been brought to, of course, the one and only Alpha. And I love this scene because immediately Negan sees Alpha and he says, you must fucking certainly must be Alpha. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Negan. And then it cuts to Negan's face and he goes, and I am in love. So that is where 154 ends. And honestly, guys, what a good issue. So many things are happening. So many storylines have been kind of happening at the same time. You have Negan who escaped. You have Michonne and Aaron who are trying to find Negan. You have Andrea who's back. You have Rick being confident. You have found out the name of the person Eugene's talking to. Here's my overall theory. My theory is Aaron isn't dead. My theory is that the Whisperers are actually, Michonne is going to scream and fight her way with words, and say that, you know, they were not here to fight. They were just here to get their fugitive. She says, has there been a fugitive? And maybe Beta does listen to Michonne and takes both Aaron and Michonne to Alpha as well. And my theory is that maybe in doing so, the actual Whisperers help Aaron and maybe put his wound up or take care of him or somehow save him in order to keep him alive before meeting Alpha or during meeting Alpha. And my guess is that Negan ends up saving Michonne and Aaron at the same course, because what's happening is that not only is Negan at the Whisperers, now you got Michonne and Aaron who might be still dead or alive. I'm hoping alive because he is a great character. I want to say that my theory is pretty much that Negan is still out to help Rick. I think that it is proven in that one comic issue where Negan's cage was unlocked and literally Rick finds him in an open cage. And the one thing Negan says to him is, he says, this is where we start building some trust. And I think Negan really meant that. And I think what he's doing is he's trying to stop the Whisperers. Now, could he fall in love with Alpha and kill her? I think so. But I think when it comes down to it, regardless if Negan is in love with Alpha in a physical way, I think in the end he wants to help Rick. I think he's learned his lesson. And I feel like the bad Negan is someone that we really don't care for anymore. And we don't really want to see the bad Negan. We want to see a badass Negan, but maybe that deals in a little bit of the, I guess, the heavenly side of things, where he's positive and he's doing things to better himself and his community, but of course in his Negan way. And of course, I think what's going to happen as well is maybe Michonne, Aaron, and Negan escape the Whisperers, and guess who they're going to run into? They're going to run into none other than Dwight, who has Lucille, and the Saviors, who are also looking for Negan and everyone else. Good episode. I mean, great issue. I want to hear what a lot of you guys have to say, and I also want to hear what you guys think of this podcast. I know I don't have a co-host. I do have co-hosts on my other podcast, but I tend to be the only one that really is into The Walking Dead, and I find that where The Walking Dead podcasts are really great, there's none that really focus in on the comic, and I think the comic is just so good right now, and the stories are just growing, and the growth of this comic story has just grown, and there's no end in sight. There's no, like, oh, okay, we're getting close to the end of this comic series. I just feel like the stories are so rich. They're still growing. There's so much that's going to happen. Will Negan die? Who knows? I think that he's going to become an important part of this series. I think maybe in the future, Rick and Negan do kind of meet again where they're going to have to fight each other. But for now, I think Negan knows to stay alive, he has to help Rick. And maybe they become really great friends. I mean, think about this new world they live in. I mean, sure, Negan was a terrible guy and he did some terrible things and he killed some terrible people. But can you say the same about Rick? Rick also killed a lot of people. Sure, most of the people he killed were terrible people, but he still murdered people. Just like Negan, it's about survival, and Negan always was about survival. And there's things about Negan that always showed a positive side, where he would never rape women. He's anti the whole, you know, just like killing kids. Like, he's not that bad as a person that's, you know, I guess a vigilante or a leader in this post-apocalyptic world. But my last segment before I leave the show, it's called Zombie Story Time. And in Zombie Story Time, I'm going to pick two panels from the comic that I felt were the strongest, most powerful panels for the whole comic. My number one will be, obviously, the one panel of Beta stabbing Aaron, where it says S-H-U-K-K with two exclamation points, shruck, like kind of like, I guess, the sound of a knife going into Aaron's stomach. And then, of course, my favorite other panel will have to be Negan looking up at Alpha for the first time. And, you know, Alpha's kind of hot in her sexy, bald, sexy way. But those two panels stood out the most in this comic. I can't wait for 154. I just think that with Negan out, the stories could go anywhere. And if you guys have any questions for me or have any feedback or want me to talk about any questions you might have, I definitely want to open up a question and answer part of the show. And basically, you know, answer any questions you guys have, read anything, opinions you guys have, and you guys can reach me at dropdeadcast@gmail.com. I'm also at dropdeadcast@twitter.com. Also, check out our other podcasts at betaboysmedia.com. Thanks so much for sitting in with me. Again, my name is Andrew. I am the Walking Dead comic fan podcast. And again, this was the Drop Dead Cast. And thanks so much. See you guys next month.
This is the Drop Dead Cast, a podcast for the Walking Dead comic.